Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Hey,
hey, it's Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
It's Pat Cappuccino. And this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating,
fucking without condoms, protected,
fucking without penetration,
dating, fucking. and love unfiltered, and love without any sort of conditions,
no holds and barred.
Yeah, just what is it takes to, like, knock you out of the park, home run kind of love,
food fight in the kitchen, sloppy Joe denim jacket kind of love, once in a lifetime, Saturn to the galaxy, baby, prom night, take it all. That's the kind of love I'm looking for. Baseball, popcorn, someone had a cold brew this morning, me. Okay, I'm doing slam poetry. Wait, I'm so happy because I moved my bed to a new position and it's kind of changed my game.
Angela's a big believer in feng shui.
Yeah, I don't know if what I've done is feng shui.
Well, you never know how you're going to affect energy. Put it on my tombstone. I demand that be put on my tombstone.
You never know how you're going to affect energy.
I absolutely demand it.
I decided so much to tell you.
You know what I decided? I want to be cremated. Absolutely burn me up. But I want to still have a stone. I want a stone somewhere. I just don't need my body. I don't need my stone to be over my skeleton. You know what I mean? Absolutely no need for that.
I know. It's like, what is the connection there? Like, why can't we put all the skeletons in like a pile and then have stones spaced out nicely?
Totally. Like, everyone can even just take their stone home with them. Kind of the family can take the stone home.
The family has the stone and the ashes are just kind of in the ocean.
Yes.
I really don't want to die, but I hope my special comes out before I die.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will too. I'm so
unless you die really, really soon.
Something to look forward to. Having one of my most famous diseases where my joints and my hands are hurting from using my phone too much.
Oh wow, that never happens to me, thank God.
Oh, it's so pathetic. It's because of TikTok ultimately.
I'm stressed out. But
wait, you know, I have an app about the moon. Is this picture too slutty to post or do you like it?
I like it.
Okay.
I haven't posted in years, and
I know it's humiliating, but I think because we had to reschedule all the Club Cumming shows, there's still tickets left. So I'm just like, does anyone care about me? So if you're listening to this in New York, like, care about me for once.
Yeah, I care about my friend.
Wait, first of all, what was I? Oh, I'm getting a haircut. I have an app on my phone about the moon. Give me a stone, and it tells you if the day is good or for a haircut or not. And I'm getting a haircut Friday, and I hope it's a good haircut day.
Wait, what interesting.
I don't know why, but it's something about, you know, Lord's solar power.
Wow, interesting.
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
I wonder who invented that app, and I wonder what they're like. Because if you're going to be inventing an app, it seems like you would be one kind of person.
Right.
But if there's so many things, the moon dictates, the moon and the tides dictate haircut.
It doesn't seem like you'd be able to make an app.
Yeah, it must be too.
Music and lyrics.
What's that?
It's like, it must be like someone's doing the music, someone's doing the lyrics. Like, it must be someone's doing the moon, someone's doing the computer.
Yeah, or it's like two, like, kind of cousins who don't even really know each other. They've grown apart because, like, one of them's so into, like, energy and stuff, and the other one's so into being tech. But then, like, they see each other. The Ian Allison story. Then they see each other at an event, like, catching up, and they kind of are, like, you know, somehow they connect over, like, this. One of them is like, I need a new app, I need a new app, I need a new app. And the other one's like, well, I've been having this idea of, like, I wish that people could be served in this way if they could know the energies around haircut. And then they actually are working together.
Okay, I have another pitch. What if instead of cousins, it's like exes and it becomes a rom-com?
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, I'm just trying to think of ideas.
I know. I'm just trying to be honest.
I'm just trying to think of it. No, you know what? The thing about being an artist is you make yourself vulnerable. You lob up an idea and your peers can smack it down.
You know, I was considering getting Botox.
No, you don't need Botox.
I've always been like, no, I don't need Botox. I mean,
I'm not against Botox, for the record.
Girl. Well, there's a really good, you know, Angela's sister got Botox that apparently was really good, quote unquote, whatever that means.
Yeah, my fear with Botox that I'll be clinically addicted to it and then I'll just like never be able to stop. And I already spend money on so much stuff.
Well, that's the thing, is it's only like $12 a unit, which is supposed to be really cheap.
I don't want cheap Botox.
I'm saying it's good. It's in Rhode Island, so it's like the good stuff for cheap. I'm just saying she got it, and apparently it looks amazing.
Okay.
And everyone's like freaking out at how good it is, and so I'm like,
everyone's freaking out at how good it is.
But it was only $12 a unit, so it's kind of like, well, if there's good to be had for $12.
Sign him up.
Yeah, sign me up.
You know what's so freaking punk rock of me is that no matter what I do, no matter what creams or razors or tools I use, I always have a little mustache. I always have it. And then people on the new app that I'm a part of, TikTok, they love to comment, like, you have a mustache. And I'm like, for sure. I thought we didn't do that anymore. I thought we didn't body shame anymore.
Wait, really? Because you're always talking about how everyone's so nice on TikTok.
I know, but people feel safe about the mustache.
Oh, interesting.
They feel safe insulting me in that way. And I feel safe being insulted in that way. Just don't call me other things.
Yeah.
I hate having, like... How do you get rid of being haunted?
I don't know how you do.
God. I do feel closer to God than ever.
Oh, really? How is she?
She is cool. She's real. She's raw. Wait, so what's in Rhode Island? Just family time?
Yeah, well, I think, well, we never, like, went there for Angela's birthday, so it's, like, theoretically to celebrate his birthday.
Like to say, you know what I always say, I've written about this extensively, it's never too late to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, but it is true that, like, if it's far enough away, there is a joylessness in that, you know what I mean?
There is, yeah, there's going through the motions vibes.
The cake feels so, like, empty and embarrassed. It's like...
I don't need a cake ever for my birthday.
No, but if you're going to your family's to... like, quote unquote, celebrate your birthday a month later. Well, there needs to be the cake just to remind everyone this is technically about someone's birthday that happened like 6 weeks ago.
Right.
Otherwise, it literally is just being there.
Fair enough.
Anyways, what did you do yesterday?
Amazing question. Yesterday. Well, so as y'all know, I'm clinically addicted to my steps. And I want people to know on Strava. First of all, there's too many people following me on Strava, but I love them. And now everyone knows, like, that running. Okay, here's what I'll say. And everyone already knew this, but fast for me, running a fast mile for me is under 11 minutes. And that's just my truth right now.
Who cares?
But now, so everyone on Strava, I just want to say hi. But I want people to know on Strava, like, there are days when I don't run, but I walk. Okay. You know what I did? Oh, here's what I did yesterday. I am clinically addicted to foot massage, and there's a place I go on West 8th. I once saw Say It With Me 123 Cousin Greg there, and I go and I get my feet just absolutely pulverized by these really kind men and women, but it's usually men. And they just absolutely destroy my feet, and I'm sitting there listening to Murder Pod, plugged in, moaning,
screaming.
Wait,
what Murder Pod? Tell me about that. Tell me the pod.
Well, it's actually not murder. Have I told you? I told you about this, my new obsession. I did. It's called Something Was Wrong.
No, and it's about, I don't remember it at all.
It's okay.
I wasn't present. I wasn't present in my body.
You weren't in your body. You weren't holding space for it. So the first season is about a girl who gets engaged to this guy who turns out to be like a total psycho. The second season is about like Munchausen's, which you don't like.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
And the third season I haven't started yet. But so it's not really murder. It's, I guess it's like to call it true crime. It's like, is it a crime to be a bad boyfriend? That's something we have to talk to the government about. I'm so excited for our Garth.
So excited.
Y'all are going to be drooling for this one.
Drooling,
literally
dropping.
Get those ears open and don't be shy. For Lucas Gage.
Oh my gosh.
Who is currently connected. Oh my God. Incredible image, Lucas. Oh my God,
I loved your image, Lucas.
Coming through with a professional
headshot. I'm so embarrassed, you guys.
No, I
but
love
it's such
it.
Like a raw headshot. It's like, it's really just like, what it is.
Yeah, there's a hand involved.
Oh my god, where the hell are you?
I'm in Liverpool, fucking England right now.
Wow, whenever someone's in England and not in London, it's like, okay, you're really in England.
I'm really in England. I just left London yesterday.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for making time for the pod. We're so happy to have you. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I'm such a huge fan. I'm so sorry that my schedule has been insane. And I've been.
Well, you're a star.
You're a star.
When you're a star.
Don't apologize.
To apologize for your schedule being insane is ultimately to apologize for being a star, which is not allowed in this podcast for 1 second.
You are the stars. You have got me through a lot of quarantine.
Don't humiliate me
in front of my friend's cousin Allison. Don't humiliate me in front of my friend's cousin Allison. Anyways, how are you? How are you doing? I'm so thrilled to hear that you listen. I'm such a fan.
I know. The feeling to you, Chi. Like, you are such a big part of my life now, ever since White Lote.
Oh my God. That makes me so happy. I'm okay. I don't know if I'm going to be alive for the release of this film. I just found out I don't have COVID, but I'm so sick right now.
No.
So
oh my God.
Lucas.
I know my ears haven't popped since the plane ride. Like a week ago.
No.
You know your ears pop when you go up. And
yes.
They just won't go back to normal. So I feel if I'm speaking at weird volumes, just know that I'll come back to normal eventually.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Wait, let me ask you this. Are you able to sleep?
Insane hours. Like I go to bed at 4.
That's why.
I wake up at 7. I don't
know. 4 to 7?
That's a nap. That's a nap. And then I take another nap at like 11 to 1. But you know what? I'll figure it out.
Once in a while, I'll shoot up in bed and be like, am I getting REM? Am I getting REM sleep or what? Like, what's sometimes I feel like if you sleep short, it means you don't get REM, which I'm really concerned about with you right now. I'm diagnosing you as not getting enough REM right now.
I haven't had REM since 2010.
You've heard it here first. Lucas Gage does not get REM. Everyone's talking about it. Twitter, thing.
No, ear stuff is the worst, and ear popping related stuff is the worst, especially at nighttime. And I'm kind of well versed in that because I struggle with ear popping. So definitely feel free to reach out. I would love to be someone who walks you through this situation.
God, we are soulmates.
Oh my God, should I go? You know what I have to say to you?
Get out of here.
I'll get the hell out. And this is the last thing I'll say in my entire life because this is humiliating, but you know what you need to do? Eat a clove of raw garlic.
I have garlic pills, but not a clove of garlic. I'm just going to fucking man up and do the garlic.
You need the burn.
You know what I did once? I saw a TikTok where you shove garlic up your nose for 15 minutes. That. Have you done that before?
No, because then I Googled it and a doctor was like, don't do it.
Oh, you should do it. It actually works.
Oh my God.
It's wild.
I love TikTok. But
we cannot accept liability for those listening who do put garlic into their orifices and see what happens.
Shove it in that hole. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Can you cut that out?
God. No, yeah, say that.
It's a lot of cough medicine. Now she fuck it. Who cares? You guys, can I tell you how I found your? No, sorry.
Yeah, say how you found.
Say how you
found.
No, well, okay. So obviously, like a lot of friends and like people in the industry know about your podcast, but I found out about your podcast through my best friend Cole Axelrod. Shout out to Cole. Who I grew up with in San Diego, and he's in a rehab right now, and his whole rehab listens in a group to your guys' podcast.
No.
No.
No. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to that rehab.
Wait, shout out to that rehab.
We're doing a live show. Okay, we're doing a live show at a rehab, at Cole's Rehab.
You guys must bring Cole on and the rehab group because I'm the coolest person in the rehab now.
Can you connect us to the
community? To those at the rehab?
Absolutely.
I always used to be so wishing that I could go to rehab when I was getting sober because it was like, just seemed like kind of, I don't know, it just seemed like cool.
So nice.
Yeah, it seems so nice.
I don't know if his is like a really cool, like chic, no offense to Cole's rehab, but I don't know if it's like chic, like Malibu one where you're like doing like goat therapy and like,
We'll unpack it when we have them on.
We'll be like, are you Infinity Pool Rehab or are you not Infinity Pool Rehab? Because those are the two genders.
The genres. thank God for that rehab.
Thank God for that rehab for telling my friend Lucas about us. But wait, so how long are you in London? I mean, not London, England.
I'm going to like sneak off and go back to London when I'm not working, but I go back to the States in 2 weeks. The States. Who am I?
You're so English.
I'm so English. I'm knackered. Everyone says knackered here. I'm so knackered.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
It means like retired.
Oh, cool. I'm that.
Cool.
I'm
we're that. Cool. We're that. We're knackered.
I'm absolutely
knackered. So what? We're all knackered. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Oh my God. Literally, I'm obsessed with this next thing I'm about to talk about. Let me tell you this. Cake is the correct response to almost anything in life, but especially so to the question, what do you get for the person who already has everything? Honey, get a milk bar. We all have the friend who says they value experiences over things, which makes them sound edgy and cool, but honey, give them a milk bar cake for a gift so they can experience literally the most delicious freaking thing ever.
Master baker Christina Tosi started Milk Bar in 2008. Perhaps you saw Milk Bar featured on Netflix's Chef's Table Pastry Edition, and she's been wowing the world with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since.
Milk Bar truly is the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life. A few of Milk Bar's best sellers include their signature birthday cake, their salty sweet compost cookie, Milk Bar pie made from toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling, and right now, pumpkin Milk Bar pie and apple cider donut cake are the desserts you need on your Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving table this year.
And I have had the apple cider donut cake and it truly is so good.
Okay, I literally have always loved Milk Bar. It's so fab. I also like it because they also do a gluten-free cake, which I got for one of my friend's birthdays, and she loved it. It's so, so, so tasty, so divine. Whenever you bite into Milk Bar, you're like, what the hell even is this?
Every Milk Bar creation is thoughtfully and beautifully packaged, made fresh, then flash frozen, and they offer fast, even overnight, nationwide delivery.
And right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. Get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. You'll get $10 off an order of $50 by going to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. That's milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. Oh my God, I'm ready to talk about my absolute Billie Eilish Strange Addiction Girlfriend Collective. As far as fashion goes, it doesn't take very long until everything old becomes new again. Girlfriend Collective takes that literally. They turn plastic bottles and other waste that would end up in a landfill into something new to wear.
Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. Whether you're working out, running errands, or doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity.
Their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, and they come with pockets, and they have different levels of support. So it depends on if you prefer compression or softness. They have both. So join the collective today and feel good about what you buy and comfortable in what you wear. Literally, I wear my girlfriend's skort like every freaking day. And honestly, whenever I post a picture of myself wearing my skort in Instagram stories, people are like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, honey, grow up, Girlfriend Collective.
For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriendcollective.com/seek treatment. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. That's girlfriend.com/seek treatment.
Wait, Lucas, I think we have to ask you just one question. Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Ultimately.
Who was I? I was kind of just like this lost San Diego boy who just, you know, didn't really know who he was surfing, was trying to be an actor, but so closeted about acting and didn't want anyone to know that I wanted to be a star. And then I was going to like a film camp and all that shit. And who I am now is, I feel like I'm really leaning into like my workaholic phase a little bit, where I'm just like obsessed with work and feeling kind of asexual and like only into work right now.
Interesting.
You know, and who I want to be is, I want to be like barefoot in Hawaii and and just like have a really nice house and do nothing.
Yeah.
And just be on this podcast. Yeah.
You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say
that.
He
wants to stay on this podcast for eternity. And then
forever.
Now, wait. So you grew up in San Diego. Can I ask a really hard question that you only have to answer if you feel safe? Which is, how old are you?
Google it.
One of the youngest ages. Damn.
No, I'm going to be upset, aren't I?
Catherine, it's one of the youngest ages.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you going to tell me
now? So, were you acting as a child in California?
I was doing commercials as a kid.
Love it.
I was, I was doing like little plays and like I'd do little short films or like I'd force my neighborhood kids. Actually, I forced Cole.
Cole. Our friend Cole.
What is Cole doing now? Is he in the biz?
He really needs to be. I hope this inspires him too, because he's truly the best writer and the best actor I know.
Oh my god, Cole, we need you. We need you. Everything's so bad.
So funny. So I would just like abuse my neighborhood kids and make them do movies with me. That sounds sketchy. But no, I would really like make them make like weird zombie movies with me, or I made them all like dress up and I thought I was a director. Yeah.
Was your family supportive of your artistic dreams?
My mom was always cool with it. Yeah. My dad was a little bit of a nightmare about it, but he's come around.
But what about now, bitch?
He's come around now.
Yeah, I bet he has, bitch.
I bet he has.
How convenient for him coming around now.
You know, he really changes.
I celebrate your father, but I have to say that to his face.
No, you should. He's a nightmare. He needs to hear it.
Oh my god. Lucas, be careful. He's my friend. He's my friend and lover. I'm just kidding. Now, wait. So you were in San Diego, you were a surfer. Was that part of your kind of like sartorial story where you were like, I am surfer, I am...
Hear me roar,
no. And see me look like a surfer.
No, I was more like into like looking like I did. I wasn't ever very good at it. I was more just like, I'm going to ditch class and like smoke a joint. And, you know what I mean? Like it was all like part of the act. I like wore Volcom and like baggy jeans and like shopped at Tilly's. It was rough.
When did you move to L?
I went to college for a month and a half at the University of Oregon.
Oh my god.
Wait, do you know, can I ask about yours? Whatever. They're really good runners there. Did you know that?
There's good runners?
Yes.
I did know that. Yeah, the sports are...
I'm sorry. Can you just leave
that
the door? I'm sorry.
What are we getting? What are we getting?
What did you
postmate? I did postmate, yeah.
Starbucks?
I'm sorry. I'm recording a podcast. Can you please leave it at the door? Okay. Thank you so much.
No, bring him in.
Wait, I will say that one time last summer, oh my God, I was on the Zoom. I was on the horn with these two girls. And I had run out of coffee grinds. So I had ordered, in a true fugue state of waking up and like being panicked about not having any caffeine, I ordered like on Uber Eats, like essentially box of Joe, but whatever Starbucks is of that, you know, like a box of coffee.
Like someone's making a web series and they're like, we're gonna have snacks. And it's just like these cold, ice cold bagels and like a box of Joe, and it's like, okay. I'd rather you not.
Box of Joe's fueled the web series Boon in the aughts, or the 2010s. But I will open anyway. I was sitting on my couch, and all of a sudden the Uber Eats guy, I don't know how. He was inside physically my apartment, which is fine. It was totally fine, but it was like, you know, I wasn't expecting that.
Sure.
I wasn't expecting that. And like, for instance, like my boyfriend was like naked, and I was like kind of in work mode. I was kind of in
sounds
work
like,
mode.
Hey, sounds like one of those porns you like, kid. Sounds like one of those freaky videos you like to watch, huh? How about that?
It was exactly like a freaky video that I like to watch.
I feel asexual right now, too. Wait, Lucas, so have you always felt asexual? What's your journey? Are you in love? Were you in love?
No.
Do you want it?
No, I think I've been. I don't know. I don't know, like, who I am or what I am or, like, you know, I'm just figuring it out. But right now, I just, like, don't feel horny at all. And I don't know what that's about, you know? And I try to, like, I don't know, try different things, and just nothing is really doing it for me. And,
But also being sick is like one of the least horny things. So it's probably.
Yeah. That's like, also that.
And working a lot doesn't always lend itself to horniness.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something about, I have this idea that if I fall in love or start being a hoe again, that it's going to like mess with my workflow, if that makes sense. Or it's
totally
gonna throw me off.
Hey, guess what? It probably would.
It probably would, but maybe it wouldn't. Maybe there's like such thing as balance, you know? I don't know.
I know. There are relationships that I feel like have made me better at my work and like more committed.
Sure.
But then there are some where I'm like, okay, we're in bed till 4 p.m. eating Taco Bell and fucking. And that's the one I'm in right now, but it's worth it.
God, I love Taco Bell.
It's heaven. Cheesy gordita.
I haven't had it in a long time. But I haven't had it in a long time. I gotta go.
Get off your smoothies and get a fucking gordita crunch, Doritos Locos, Taco Supreme immediately.
It's a smoothie of those things. It's a smoothie of those
exactly.
things. I drink my gordita with a straw. Thank you.
Now at pressed juice, Doritos pressed.
Love it.
Wait. So you've been single for how long? How long do you feel you've been single?
Like 4 years, I think.
Cool.
4 years, okay. Yeah.
What's your, do you have a type? Yeah. What are you into?
Honestly, I know this sounds like such a bullshit answer, but I don't. I'm into literally everything.
Oh my god.
Very Love Island of you. Do you watch Love Island?
I do watch Love Island.
Yeah, they're like, just I don't the UK. Have a
type. Yeah.
I don't
of course,
have a type,
like,
love.
Of course.
Yeah, like, exactly. all my exes are, like, total handsome, but, like, I don't even like
the chat for me. So it's all about the chat for you. That's fine. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I feel like, yeah, you never know.
I'm a real emotional boner, you know? It really isn't, like...
Totally.
It really is an emotional boner. I don't know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we brought you on, is to demand to know, who do you like better sexually, me or Catherine? I'm just kidding.
Honestly, can we have a threesome?
Oh my god.
But that didn't start with a k sound, and that was scary for me.
I know, Pat. It's okay. I was, you know, it's nice to be reminded. It's nice.
You guys
to
are both hot.
No,
look at us now. Like, we're unplugged, we're raw, we're real. We're like, I think you probably heard I recently moved into my brother's apartment. So
I did hear about that.
I'm kind of in transition, like, just kind of like.
Listen, I know a lot about you guys.
Wait, did your life change since White Load?
Wait, I have a better question. Did your life change the viral video?
Yes, the viral video.
And everyone's wondering. That wasn't the White Lotus audition, was it?
No, I was in filming. Okay, I was the
don't
month
be mad at first of all,
filming.
Don't be mad at me.
No, I don't know why I got so angry at you, but like people are like, there's a lot of people online that are like, you were in the hotel. You like use this as like a thing. That's not your apartment. I don't know.
People are sick in the head.
People are twisted. But it was a month before White Lotus. I had this audition. I didn't get it. Obviously, this guy was making fun of my apartment, and then
it was crazy.
It was wild. And then I was with Molly Shannon, and I already was like, I should. like post this video. It's so funny. And then and we were talking about our worst auditions, and I was like, no, let me show you mine. And I was like, should I post this? And she was like, you absolutely must.
Oh my god, is she the best? I'm obsessed with her. Molly
Shannon is actually the coolest person of all time. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh my god.
Spirit, she's my guru. She's my mom.
Oh my god, I'm so jealous. That's heaven.
Are you watching the other two?
The other two is my obsession. I need Molly to be an actual talk show host. I need to do that. It's so fucking good. That show is genius.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Wait,
my question about the audition video, were you filming on your computer?
No, I had my, now that we're doing this fucking pandemic filming, whatever, Zoom, like they have you film on your phone just in case the Zoom quality is shitty. And then you have to send the Zoom video, the videos
there
on your phone.
There we go.
So I had it all recorded. It was so funny. It was so ridiculous and insane. And
I'm glad you posted. It's powerful.
Thanks. You know, I just thought it was really funny and a lot of people would connect with it and just get a good laugh out of it. But people were pissed.
Why? Like,
wait, but at the guy.
Not at me. No, at the guy. People you know, demanded to know who it was. And
yeah.
I don't know how they figured out who it was, but they did.
Have you seen that guy since?
No, but I feel like I'm going to run into him at a party any minute, and he's just going to...
You'll have a laugh about it.
I wasn't even, like, mad about it I was a little bit mad, but I wasn't like, this is the guy, like, let's ruin his life.
This is a shitty thing
that happened. It's funny, you know?
When I watched it, I was like, that's probably an amazing feeling, because when you are making, like, a self-tape like that, like, the power dynamic feels so crazy, where you're, like, doing a Zoom and trying to, like, please these, like, random people, and, like, so for them to, like, immediately fuck up, it's, like, it just changes the whole, it's, like, okay, now I'm, like, in charge of this, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be so liberating in this weird way that, like, subverted, like, all of a sudden you held all the cards.
What was it like when you had all the cards?
You know, it felt really good for once.
Yes.
Wait, so you went to call? You were in San Diego. You were a surfer, and you
5 minutes in the woods. AKA you at Oregon.
You go to your Oregon. They have some very good runners. Do you know anyone who ran track?
No.
I
don't know anyone that ran track.
That's okay.
I don't want you to care about that.
I was just like looking for somewhere I would know nobody in the forest, and it wasn't for me, but it was an experience. But I knew right away that I didn't want to do it. And then I moved to LA and I got this little job full circle on Mike White's first show called Enlightened. It was like a co-star one line thing.
My favorite.
Such a good show. I was so
nervous. We have to watch that.
You'll be amazing. Obsessed.
Laura Dern, it's incredible. It's so good.
Well, no, I'm actually really jealous of Mike White because he's been Survivor, but I actually haven't watched this season yet.
That's why I like want to have Mike White's life, where I can just make an HBO show and then go on The Amazing Race and Survivor.
I want to be like a multi-hyphenate, and then I of course write, produce, act, but then also
making television is a given, and then
but I'm also all over CBS Unscripted's docket. I'm all over CBS's Unscripted docket. I'm on Big Brother. I'm a season of Big Brother and Amazing Race airing simultaneously, and everyone's like, how is he doing? I'm the Nicole Kidman of CBS reality is my goal, just kind of in all of it.
Oh my
god, new wig and a new accent every show.
For each season of Survivor that I do.
Love that.
I couldn't get through 9 Perfect Strange.
I couldn't do it either.
I haven't given up on it yet. I've given up on liking it, but I haven't yet. It takes a lot
for
me
to not
finish.
You'll watch it, but you won't like it.
I'll watch it, but I won't like it. I hope at least I'll watch it, but not like it. That's my biggest hope.
I heard it gets better.
Really?
No. I heard it gets a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, it's I'm not hating it. I like the daughter girl. I Googled her, which is cool.
The Australian girl?
Or this, I don't know. I don't actually don't know if she's Australian.
The anyone could be Australian at any moment.
Rise of Light.
Wait, so did you move to LA and you were immediately success?
No, no. I got that little part and then I talked to Luke Wilson on set and I was like, I love Bottle Rockets. And then
oh my God, I love him.
I love him so much. And then he helped make a short film with me.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we made this weird little shitty short film, but it was really fun. And then he like helped me get an agent and my SAG card, and him and Mike White, man, really hooked a kid up.
Okay, Luke Wilson needs to be reaching out to me and mentoring me in such a way.
I think Luke Wilson should, yeah, like give our pod, like do something with the podcast.
You should have Luke Wilson on this podcast.
That would be so crazy. we'd be like, what the hell are you saying? I'd be like, zoopy doopy in my little boopy roopy.
I have to share, speaking of Luke Wilson, Luke Wilson. I have to share, once again, my favorite story of when, in 2021, Catherine was eating dinner, had a fork full of food in her mouth. Someone down a table said that they watched Legally Blonde on Netflix, and she said, mouthful, so fucking good, in 2021.
I'm glad that tickled my earnest moment, tickled you. So.
It really tickled me, because it's kind of like, girl, it's like...
finish your bite, girl, swallow.
Girl, finish your bite.
Girl, swallow. I couldn't help it. I watched it recently. Whenever it's on, it's such a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's such a pleasure to be involved with it.
I started watching this show on Netflix that's like Swedish, I think, called The Chestnut Man, about a murderer who's like obsessed with chestnuts.
Oh, yeah. So I saw that one.
Is it subtitle vibes?
It's dubbed.
It's dubbed or subtitle vibes. You know what you should watch? Tough.
What?
It's on HBO Max. It's Basic Instinct 2.
I never saw
Basic Instinct. I would love to.
Have you ever seen Basic Instinct 1?
No, I
would love it, Pat.
Basic Instinct 1 is actually good.
So I can't trust Catherine anymore because she told me she told me I would be obsessed with It Follows, but even though she knows that I don't
I was literally in bed awake in the middle of the night thinking about that. Thinking about that, and I realized that thinking about that, because the reason I was so emphatic in my suggestion was that you love hot teen girls.
Yeah, yes. But that didn't
isn't that a metaphor for herpes? That movie?
Yeah, the STD. Haunting.
STD. Yeah.
Yes.
You love herpes.
Did you like it?
I'm a huge fan of herpes.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too. Are you horror? Do you love horror?
I'm a big horror girl, yeah.
Oh really?
Tell us what kind of thing you're shooting now, or is it Secret Vibes?
It's the Brian Epstein documentary, who was the manager of the Beatles.
Oh my God, no cool.
Not, did I say documentary? The Brian Epstein biopic, not the documentary.
Okay. That is so cool. So that's Liverpool. That explains it all.
Are you playing a Beatle, or are you playing a Beatles friend?
I'm playing a Beatles enemy.
Oh yes!
Oh my God!
Like this villainous. I basically am the catalyst for the Brian Epstein's character, who loses his mind with drugs and drinking and sex, and I kind of like infiltrate his life. I play this like crazy actor who wants anything. I want to be signed by him, and I just like get him into drugs and fuck up his life.
That sounds amazing. Do you have amazing costumes? I bet.
The costumes are so cool.
Oh,
they're so cool.
Are you fashion? Do you care about fashion?
I was just going to say the sentence, are you fashion?
I could see you being fashion. But I could also see you not being fashion.
I feel like I don't know anything about anything.
I don't think that's true at all, even close.
Well, I don't know anything about fashion for sure, but I'm into like looking cute, but I don't know like the names of clothes. I need to, because like I've been starting to go to these like events or what, and they're like, do you want to wear Ferragamo or Ami? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Let the record show that Lucas used air quotes around events.
Sorry.
People are going to want to know what you're wearing. You know what? Fashion people are famously so scary and psycho, but then when you talk to them, you're like, oh, okay, you're just actually like shy and random.
Are you saying
that? Yeah, no, they are actually really shy. That's funny that you say that.
People are actually really shy.
And random.
They
and
are.
And fashion people are way more scared of you than you are of them.
It's like bears.
But you would imagine that they're so much scarier and like
totally
terrifying.
Well, it's like Anna Wintour culture.
Do you have to work today or are you chilling?
I'm chilling. I'm I'm working tomorrow, but I'm off today.
Oh, great. You can unwind, stick that garlic in your nose.
I must shove a garlic in me.
I guess it's literally night for you, which is crazy to believe.
Yeah, it's 5:30 right now. Where are you? What time are you guys?
I'm on weed. It is 12:30.
For me, it's
I've never been on that.
I was like, for me, it's 12:28.
I lied.
We're in a 2 minute time difference because I'm in Brooklyn. Time warp.
What's that movie that everyone was obsessed with? Where it's like,
what do you?
Oh.
Wait,
oh, you're doing the dance from the OA?
No, I still don't get what that is, but no, it's the movie
Doctor Strange or whatever.
Time Stoppers. No. Time
it's
Jumpers.
More like they're going through a bookcase.
Clock Stoppers. Clock.
No, but those all sound. No, you guys. Everyone stop.
I don't believe in this movie. I don't think this is real.
This isn't a real movie. Kat, this isn't real.
Wait, Lucas, I'm pitching you this movie. Lucas, you'll star. Pat, you'll produce. Okay. I'll direct. I have no urge to direct at all. It's like,
I can't imagine you directing.
It sounds so hard. Whenever someone's directing, I'm like, I don't envy that. It seems so.
Well, it's like,
it sounds like a nightmare.
I could do directing where it's like in the middle of takes, you go up to an actor and like, okay, so that was really good. I just want to like try this, whatever. But I can't do the version of directing where it's like, you have to be like, okay, can we get this kind of light up? Thank you. The light, I'm getting a weird light. Like, we need this kind of light. Like, for some reason. I know I'm fixating on that, but that is, I think I once heard directors say something where like, they knew some term about lighting. And I was like, I can never do what you do because I will never know that word no matter what.
And even today my friend still doesn't know that word.
Wait, Lucas, do you ever live in New York?
Do you want to write direct or
wait, answer my first. Did you ever work in live in New York?
I did. I lived in New York all summer. We could have hung out. I was
from
April till September, and I was it's a double answer because I was shooting the movie that I wrote.
Oh my god. Lucas, can you tell us about it?
I don't know. Are you guys friends with Ryder Doyle?
We adore Ryder.
Yeah, I love Ryder. Ryder directed it.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
He's the best in the world.
Yeah.
I've only
you not met him?
No, I met him. You know when I met him is one exact time at remember my show at the Virgil in Los Angeles, California in 2018?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
he was at that
time.
Well, I learned a fun fact about him from your podcast when Betty Gilpin was on, and I didn't know they were best friends.
Yeah, they're best friends.
I remember that.
Ryder's so funny.
Ryder's the best. So we did that this summer. I don't know if there's going to be something about it soon, but I don't know if I can tell you anything about it.
We'll keep it very under wraps. That is so exciting. Wait, you were famously captured at friend of the pod Chris Murphy's birthday party.
Oh yeah,
Chris Murphy.
Or no, I thought Chris, that was that the birthday party or was that? Yeah, that was the birthday party at Metropolitan.
He posted an image of you guys.
Yes, that was where our rap party was at actually.
Oh, amazing! Yeah,
yes.
And I wanted to come, and I thought,
why didn't you come?
Because I was being Quarantina Aguilera.
Oh my god.
Wait, was he the one who posted the Twitter that was like, why do we look like a lesbian couple?
Yeah.
I was giving real Ellen vibes in that photo.
It was cute. He was on the pod yesterday.
Was he? He was fun.
Can believe it. He's the best.
Yeah, I liked him.
So okay, do you think you'll ever come back to New York?
Yeah, I wanna like live there. I want to live there. I want to move there.
You should. It's so much better. It's the best.
It's so much more fun right now. LA is real bleak right now.
But I find
everyone in LA is like, dog, baby, never see me, never talk to me, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my impression of being in California.
Very, very much like into sitting in the sadness of this pandemic where I feel like the New York vibe is like, we got to make the most of it. We got to be out and doing stuff and we got to be flirting and talking and, you know?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is interesting. I'm working with people in LA right now, and I could tell, like, it's interesting. Like, New York has gotten so lax with, like, COVID stuff that it's like, I mean, it's probably not good, but it's just crazy because I'll talk to LA people, and it's like, oh my god, like, they're doing so much better than us at, like, being safe or whatever.
I mean, London is even more insane, though. I got off the plane and nobody was wearing a mask, and I was like, oh, I guess it doesn't
exist. Oh, really? I thought London was strict.
I think everyone is just over it, over it, over it.
Yeah. Did you like, see no New Zealand? One. New Zealand like gave up on trying.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Really, that was a tough headline. Okay. I was like, that is so sad.
New Zealand admits that they can't do it.
Yeah. Tag yourself, I'm New Zealand.
I know.
Wait, how was the guy who played Armand?
The one who ate my ass?
The one who ate your ass.
The famous.
He is the best. He's from
Looking, right?
Yeah, he's from Looking.
He's so fucking good.
So good. He's truly like one of the best actors I've ever worked with in my life.
Oh.
He is next level. The scene,
his like conducting of the final service.
So good.
So funny.
Oh, that's so good. He's incredible. Yeah, I feel like he's finally like getting his moment because he's been mm-hmm. at it for a while, but no one has real, like, he was in Sex and the City and like random. A bunch of stuff, and people never gave him enough credit, and now I'm really happy that he's like having a moment right now.
You will watch Sex and the City and it'll have like the craziest. Have I already talked about
Lin-Manuel Miranda, isn't it?
Bon Jovi.
Alanis Morissette plays literally a guest star role that doesn't, like, she's not even
Bradley Cooper.
Everyone keep it going.
Donald Trump is in an episode of Sex and the City.
Donald Trump is in an episode.
Wow.
What do you guys think about the reboot?
I don't care about it, but I will watch it.
I will be in line, ready to watch it.
Yeah.
But we all agree Samantha's the best part, so.
No, I actually can't stand Samantha.
That's really a stupid thing to say.
I can't.
Why would you say that?
On our podcast.
I'm coming out and saying I can't stand. Because he's
sex negative. At the end of the day, no matter how far he's come in his relationship, at the end of the day, we're right back where we started. Sex negative.
You are such a Charlotte. You're being such a Charlotte right now.
I have been Charlotte for big times of my life.
Really?
But now I think I'm like a Miranda because I'm kind of.
I'm
like,
a Miranda right now.
We were workaholic. I'm not the workaholic part of the Miranda. I'm kind of the, like, I don't care about anyone.
No one will admit this, but, like, I'm Carrie, but everyone's a coward, well, and no one will say it.
Well, I think...
Just because I'm four times her size doesn't mean I'm not a Carrie. If you took four Carries, it would literally be, like, a size 12, because it's, like, two, maybe even six. I'm six Carries, and that's okay. It's beautiful even.
It's beautiful even.
It's trendy now, so that's good. I'm so glad it's trendy now to be like a boom boom jiggle.
I'm always been a little thicker. Song.
I love Charlie XCX.
Me too. I'm obsessed.
I love boom.
She was the one who reached out to me with the viral video, and I was like, "You are my favorite person out of
everyone." Oh my god! Incredible. I was gonna say, who are you like a super fan of? Like, what are you obsessed with?
Oh my god.
In terms of pop stars or beyond?
Yeah. No, that's a really good question. It changes a lot right now. Right now, I would say I'm really into Remy Wolf. Do you know who Remy Wolf is?
Okay.
Oh god. Maybe. She's like a little niche, but she's...
Okay, we've never felt less cool in our lives.
Oh god.
We're frantically Googling. Like,
I know.
Oh no.
Literally. Okay. Found her. I found her.
You found her?
How did you find her so fast?
I don't know. Okay, I'm on her page.
He's like, I'm really into...
She just like makes really cool music, and she like puts like Sims sound effects in it. Like, it's kind of psychotic, but it's also so good. I've gone to all of her shows.
I love The Sims.
Yeah, there's like weird little like...
Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Do you know what people are addicted to doing to me lately? And it's like so... I feel like I'm literally on the run because literally everyone in the world keeps emailing me every day saying the same thing, saying, do you have a headshot? The one that we have is very blurry. There's a blurry image of me going around the industry.
And making the rounds.
Literally, I get 85 emails a day being like, I have an extremely blurry picture of you. Do you have anything else? And I'm like, and I just can't answer those emails.
Can I find it online?
I don't know that I've found it online. I don't know what image they're having, but actually I think I just got one of the people who asked me for a non-blurry image.
Oh, I found it.
It's that like would get faster.
Like a reddish pink t-shirt button up, and it's like, it's like you're, you, It's your UCB like comedy headshot.
Oh no, no. Oh my god. That is actually that.
That one's really blurry.
No, that one needs to be off the internet for good. I'm talking about actually a different blurry picture. Okay. I mean, I think I've just like always like whenever anyone's asked me for a screenshot of like, I mean a headshot, I've just like taken a screenshot of like a Facebook picture. I'm like, here's this. How about that? But I guess I do need to get like a fucking like whatever.
It's fall. It's truly finally fall. It's a crisp 59 degrees outside. And I think that you need to bring the warmth back into the bedroom, okay, with Gypsy. If you're looking to heat things up in this little fall moment, there's a story waiting for you on Gypsy. Gypsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on.
Each Gypsy audio story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. Listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush you never made a move on, or that coworker you always had a little thing for, or maybe a story that puts you in bed with someone who's telling you exactly what they'd like to do to you. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on.
And if you need to wind down, Gypsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off into sleepy land.
I love the Gypsy app. I use it all the time when I just want to get a little sexy or just chill for once. So for listeners of our amazing, amazing, iconic, evolutionary, revolutionary show, Gypsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to gypsystories.com/seek treatment. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/seek treatment. Gypsystories.com/seek treatment. Yes! Oh my gosh. Are you afraid of glow in the dark? Well, shield your eyes because the new MeUndies Halloween just dropped. Dead. If there's one collection you don't want to ghost, babe, it's this one. With 5 new prints to turn up the terror, you should summon them before it's too late. Wait, I'm so excited because actually my MeUndies stuff just came in the mail and I got the softest underwear and the softest, coziest socks literally ever. I freaking adore MeUndies.
I love Halloween. It's my birthday. And sometimes you need your underwear to reflect what season it is for you to feel fully in your power. I stand by that. That's my biggest belief. And if you don't think that's true, you are objectively wrong. Whether you're outrunning a killer, okay, or being abducted by aliens this Halloween, be comforted by the fact that your undies are sustainable and the softest in town. MeUndies are made from natural fibers sourced from beechwood trees, making their micromodal fabric soft, breathable, and dangerously cozy. Get your spooky season up and haunting with 5 new prints. I See You, My Boo, Tricks and Treats, Lazy Bones, and Lazy Pumpkin. Available in undies, bralettes, socks, and loungewear in sizes XS through 4XL.
So there are a ton of options to consider, but make a decision quickly because there's somebody right behind you. Ooh, Halloween. It's Halloween. It's Halloween. And MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has a promise. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, you can return your order for a full refund within 45 days. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/seek treatment. That's MeUndies.com/seek treatment. Love y'all.
I'm being boring. Am I being boring today?
No, I feel like I'm being boring. I'm on so much cough medicine. I'm literally in a coma.
No, you're not.
Am I your worst guest? Am I your worst guest?
No.
Are you joking?
Are you kidding me?
I feel so at peace with you.
Oh, God. I miss you.
But anyway.
Have you guys ever had a nightmare guest?
Yes.
Yes, we've had 4.
And we can keep this in. 4. I'm like, I can tell you exactly who it is.
Tell me now. Tell me now. You can cut it out later.
I'll tell you what, I have to kill you.
Did you ever, what's sad is you guys are both too young for this, but for exactly 1 year.
Thank you.
Tell me if I've talked about this on the podcast before. For exactly like 10 months, there was a website called Juicy Campus.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Have I talked about that before? Or you
I
just
know
about
but
it?
I'm familiar with it.
Lucas, do you know about it?
I don't know about Juicy Campus, but
Juicy
I'm into
Campus.
It.
It came out, it was like
When
it was back when there were websites, not apps.
Yeah, there was websites, not apps. Let me paint you a picture of what it was like. Time. Of 2008. There was websites, not apps. Gossip Girl was tearing up the airwaves. And so it was very, like, in vogue to, like...
Shredding the airwaves.
It was shredding the airwaves. And so, like, there was this website that came out that was, like, for college campuses. And you just, like, anonymously posted, like, talking shit on people around the... It was, like, the most toxic thing humanity's ever created. And it was actually so toxic that even, like... the internet, a famous toxic place, was like, we can't have this. And everyone, like, GC Campus had to go away.
Oh. I was just talking with some friends about Honesty Box. Remember that?
No, what's that?
What's Honesty
It was kind
Box?
Of like Twitter before Twitter, where you just, like, can send people... You just
oh, you can say the truth, your truth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can
yeah.
say the truth, which is just like truth. Being evil. Truth. I mean, what is the truth anymore?
Oh, when Twitter shuts down. I want Honesty Box.
I don't want to know. I learned. Crave. I don't want to know anything anyone thinks of me. Just let me be fab on my own.
I don't want to know either.
I'm getting there, but I do. What is it about human brain where it's like you do want to see. Like, there is comfort in finding something bad about yourself, hearing, like, it's like, after you get it down from a show that you didn't love, like, you want someone to be like, that was bad or something, like, you want to hear it, or what it's like, it if there's anything brain? About you online, it's like, it itches this, it scratches this little itch of like, oh, I want to see this,
no,
but then
not
you feel
for
bad.
Me. No, I don't, like, I don't want to hear the things that I already think. You know, I have enough of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I don't want to be confirmed that everything I think about myself is real.
It doesn't feel good, but I do... It does satisfy something to see it. But then it's like when you scratch an itch, it doesn't satisfy it, but it's like you just keep wanting more then or something.
Yeah.
It's this weird, like, masochistic thing.
I just watched this cool piece of art, which I believe was a TikTok featuring the artist Pitbull, who I'm not super familiar with. But I believe in the clip, Pitbull was saying it's actually the haters that keep him going. So that's just something to think about.
I love that. I've been watching these TikToks. I've been watching these TikToks of these girls that do, like, these performative vulnerability pieces. And I just am really loving it. And they do it
in
this, like, kind
earnest?
Of ASMR voice. It's just so earnest. And so entertaining. I'm really. It's my.
Can you
my go-to
can you
right.
pass one along after the? After the
I
session?
Absolutely would.
Tommy
absolutely
Doe.
Will.
Tommy Doe posted on Instagram.
So
this,
funny.
Like this, it was like these two like gay TikTok like influencers who are just like twinky and like hot in like the in this way that people are on TikTok, and like it was just like an earnest video that was like, this is what guys think when they're cuddling, and it's like showing them nuzzling each other like in bed, and it's like the text is like, I love him so much, I hope he's with me forever, I never want to let him go, I wish I could be in this moment forever. And it's like, what do you mean to make that video and you'd be like, this is what guys think when they're cuddling? It's like you think it's going to be subverted at some point, or there's going to be some element of irony. And it's literally just two gay men nuzzling each other, thinking things like, I hope this moment lasts forever. And it's like, it's just completely earnest. Anyway, shout out to those men. They got it exactly right. They spoke truth to power. That is what guys think when they're cuddling, and no one talks about it. And we need to be more honest about what guys are thinking about when they're cuddling for once.
For once.
You really do. Bring back honesty.
Wait, Lucas, do you want to get married? Wait, first we have to know if Lucas wants to get married.
And kids.
I do want to get married.
You want kids?
No, I don't want kids. I don't like kids.
Because you're 25, you're Miranda, and you're acting successfully.
Because you have a cold. If you didn't have a cold right now, you'd probably want kids.
And you'd be horny. And thank God those two things go hand in hand.
No, I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. Everyone's like, when you get older, it's going to change. But I just don't think they're like that fun, or like they're like cute for like an hour, and then I'm
kind of want them cute away. For an hour.
They can be so annoying. Never forget when Pat was babysitting these kids in Tribeca, and I like went to the park to hang out with them, and I walk up and the girl's like, you're fat. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I can't wait to have one of my own.
I believe they're looking for a new nanny. I've said that on the podcast before.
Oh, right. So if you want a connection.
If you want a connection to someone who.
If
you want a nanny, someone who body shamed my friend Catherine, then please reach out. If it's your dream to nanny one who body shamed Catherine.
And the irony, I looked really good that day.
You did. You did look
and
really good.
Isn't that ironic? Don't you think? You know, what was that about Alanis being I don't support this documentary that's about me? Now I'm like, I can't wait to see it.
I thought she didn't. Oh yeah, I heard about. You know what I mean? I thought she didn't support the biopic about her.
Oh, I'm not sure. We're kind of mixing those up today, aren't we?
Maybe we're mixing it up. Maybe
we're kind of mixing those up.
We're mixing away. I don't know what's what anymore.
Alanis is a blonde judge on
The Voice.
Alter Ego.
Okay, Alter Ego voice. Is the most insane reality show created of all time.
Oh, I need to watch
time.
it. I
haven't watched it, but I'm going to watch it, and I want to see the part where it shows it in the commercial where Alanis Morissette says, "I can't wait to meet the singers behind these avatars." Because the theme is that it's you're a sim, and also Alanis Morissette at one point says this alter ego is allowing you to be even more of who you are, and that is beautiful. And that to me is something I'll always draw strength from. I'll always draw strength from alter ego. You know, I'm watching Dancing with the Stars again, which no
one
saw coming.
That's fascinating.
I want to go on it. I literally want to go on it so bad.
Remember, I mean, we didn't know what JoJo was, and now it's like she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, actually, you didn't know who she was, but I've always known who she was from Dance Moms.
Oh, okay. I was really confused by what she was all about.
What's crazy, as someone who watched Dance Moms sometimes, this experience of JoJo Siwa is like when you go to college with like someone who you went to high school with, and they weren't necessarily like popular in high school, but they're huge in college, and you're kind of like, cool, I'm cool, but I kind of knew you when I know where the bodies are buried. But what was I going to say? No, I really like Suni Lee. She's so good.
I don't know, I'm more the of Olympic... like a mass singer
kind
of, yeah, like Bella Thorne as like the crazy flamingo.
Yeah. Was she on The Masked Singer?
Yeah, it's like her incredible. And like Caitlyn Jenner as like the funky goose.
Like they must get like paid so much.
So much money. Honestly, I want to do it.
I'm sure you could.
I want to be in The Masked Dancer.
That would be fab. Okay, wait. Do y'all have a crush of the week?
Yes.
I do.
We have crushes. All right, hit it.
I just watched The Guilty on Netflix, and it's just Jake Gyllenhaal for an hour and a half on his face, and he's just like earth shattering hot.
Oh,
I watched that too. Did you like it? Besides,
I don't think so.
Me too.
I didn't hate it, but I watched the whole thing.
Totally same. I do love like call operator, like call
me too.
Whatever it's call center.
Yeah, drama. Yeah, yeah.
Like there's one there was one with Holly Berry where she was on the phone with like a 20-year-old.
Yes, that one.
I love that one. I love that one.
They kind of ripped that one off.
Yeah, they kind of ripped that one off. And also, this was a remake, I believe, of a 2017 movie, which is just interesting.
Wasn't the call? That was the call with Halle Berry and Abigail Breslin was in the trunk of the car at the end.
Yes. And someone who was in the movie too was Chris from Sopranos, who is
way.
Yeah,
he's the best.
Michael Imperioli, right?
Yeah, an older him, an older version of him, which is just him when he's older, is actually someone who she's able to get his attention, like somehow from the trunk of the car, and he almost rescues her, but ultimately, spoiler alert, if you're going to watch Halle Berry's The Call, but he does die in that film. But he does, guys. But my crush of the week is actually Daniela from Dancing with the Stars, because she is so fierce. I'm obsessed with her. She's one of the pros, and she's just like so good. She's so good, and I want her to perform at my 40th birthday party in 7 years. I want Daniela from Dancing with the Stars to perform.
I must be invited. The Masked Dancer.
I'm going to be 40 in 7 years.
Like, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
I mean, it's even things like I'm rewatching with Angelo. I am taking him through the material of like the early seasons of New York Housewives. And you'll hear things like Alex McCord will mention being like 36. And I'll be like, oh, so, and we're in season 4. I'm like, oh, so the first season of the show, Alex is my age, which is so...
Let me just say something. Getting rid of Alex McCord in season 3 was the biggest mistake of that show's
I know.
Entire...
She was
like, that
the freakiest
Though I will
her say, husband and her.
Where are they now?
I will quote, they're in you Australia. Must bring them back. They moved to Australia.
Anyone can be Did Australian, they? I told you.
I will quote that, I will quote Catherine as when I was mentioning them. Catherine said, oh, are those the ones who were like poly with their kids? And I was like, yes, they're the ones.
But you knew, exactly what I meant. It's like, this is Wolf. It's like our son Wolfgang, and he's like, you know,
Wolfgang,
And he's poly with me.
And he's poly with us.
No, I will say that it's so interesting rewatching in 2021, which is actually the year it is, because
new, which is say it with me, news to me. Checks watch.
She has a kind of a winning run on season 3 because she's aligned with Bethany, who's kind of the hero of that season, and she like comes for Jill, but then she's being, you could tell she was like got much needed validation between seasons 3 and 4 because she comes in so hot season 4, like just like coming for Jill so much, where it's like because she could tell she thinks the audience like wants it, but like it's just classic overplaying your hand. It's classic, but they should bring her back. I think they should have the exact cast of season 3 for the next season of New York.
I agree, and like maybe throw in like Leah and like Sonia.
Yeah, you know, Sonia actually is in season 3.
Was Sonia in season 3? Is that when she got introduced?
She comes mid season. Yeah, she comes mid season, and she's gorgeous.
I've bought so many cameos from Sonia. It's crazy. Really?
I had no idea you were such a patron of the cameo.
Yeah, who else
arts.
Have you got cameos arts. From?
Meg Stalter,
Megan Sonia.
Sonia. Oh, I got one from Heidi from The Hills.
Oh my god.
Oh my
that
god.
That one's really good. I've got one from like every 90 Day Fiancé cast
oh
member.
Oh my god.
You know, I just watched every single one.
I watched only season one of it so far, and it was so good. It's time for me to do another season.
You have to keep watching. Kat, do you watch all of them?
So I got really into it during quarantine, but I don't know. I don't know how many seasons I watched. Maybe like 4.
Do you know Angela?
No, which one's that?
It's not even a good story then, but it just I sat next to her on a flight from Atlanta.
Angela.
And yeah, she like is with Michael and she goes to Africa and like his whole family hates her.
Oh my god. The show is so
it's so good.
I showed my whole family, my dad got really into it with me, and we were like, my mom would walk in and be like, stop watching this, and I'd be like, I can't.
I saw season one. My favorite storyline in season one is there was one girl who was so sweet and kind, and like, I forget where she was from, but she was from like a very small town, she was just from like a very small,
town
and she moved to America, and she the woman who was like this random suburban hairdresser was like, you know, you could be a model if you wanted to, you could definitely work as a model, and the girl was like, I can be a model, and like,
oh, the Russian girl.
Yeah
she was very pretty.
She wasn't
she
Russian.
Was really pretty. I know
she was gorgeous. Oh. Yeah, what's and her husband isn't my taste, and so
needed,
he you could tell
he
was,
didn't help.
He was like, I'm really worried about this. I'm really worried that
because he
know,
was
this...
like very Christian. He was like, she's showing her shoulders,
like. And he was like, this industry is going to eat you up. And meanwhile, she's doing like a print ad in like Minneapolis for like a bicycle shop, a local bicycle shop. And I was like, I think she'll be fine. He's like, it's going to change
she's
her.
Killing it.
This industry is going to change her.
Oh my god!
And there was another girl who was Russian who refused to eat in front of her fiance's family for no reason. And the mom was like, she needs to eat in front of us. And the woman was like, and he's like, she just doesn't want to eat in front of you. No. And that was like a huge like storyline, which I was obsessed with.
Okay, I stand that. My crush of the week. Okay, this is I she's probably been my crush before, but Haley Nauman, friend of the pod, her newsletter, Maybe Baby, always has the best articles and recommendations. And it had this is my new lifestyle is now playing a video she had in her newsletter where it's like this image of a coffee shop and there's like rain sounds and jazz music playing, and I just kind of keep it on all day, and I'm like, I just kind of shiver, and I'm like, oh, so shout out.
I have to do my newsletter. I keep forgetting to do it.
Oh, I literally haven't done mine in 4,000 years. So but I am going to do it. So don't. Yeah, I am going to do it.
Well, I've been did a new tier, you know, where I've been vlogging, and it's so embarrassing. Because it starts as like a joke. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, vlog is a joke kind of. But then it's like, you know, you get to a point where it's like, oh, no, I'm just earnestly being Christy Carlson Romano at this point. I'm just earnestly.
She's doing amazing stuff. You said she's impressive.
I just watched her YouTube video about her. She just posted a video about the whole Instagram shutdown.
Oh my God, really?
Why?
That's so funny because everyone was doing them like that because, you know, it's like a meme now of like making fake thumbnail. Right. Like everyone was doing one where it's
why
like,
Katy Perry shut down Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just looked up Christy Carlson Romano on my phone and this is the last thing I got. Oh my God. 9/11 story with Christy Carlson Romano was the last thing I looked up.
Insane.
She has wisdom. I've said it before, I'll say it again. She has wisdom to offer. You know, I had a dream. Really, I had a dream 2 years ago that I was playing Little League soccer, and I talked about it on the podcast. You can go back and you can listen to this.
Little League, and this is the last thing I'll say in my life, but do you call soccer Little League?
No, but I will for the point of the story.
But we know what, you know what's fair. You know what? I knew what you meant, so it wasn't fair of me to stop you.
Me too.
Yeah, if you know what someone means and you still like break their boots, then you actually, that are,
bounces off rubber, bounces back to glue, whatever you say, sticks on me and you.
Sticks on me and you. My dream I had, I always remember, it's one of my favorite dreams I ever had. I was an adult, but earnestly playing soccer with children, like on a children's soccer team. And I was like, giving it my, and I could only describe what I was doing as giving it my all. And on the sidelines was my girlfriend, was coming to watch the game of me playing against these children in soccer. And my girlfriend was Christy Carlson Romano in my dream.
I love
and
that.
Kind of.
And she wasn't part of the zeitgeist then, and now she's back.
Yeah, you saw this.
And that, in many ways, was a premonition of what was to come.
That's the word I was looking for.
That she would be a YouTube sensation.
It's a famous dream analysis that if you have a dream, you're playing soccer against children, and a woman comes to watch you play, she will then go on to have an amazing vlogging career in coming years.
That's interesting. I have a reoccurring dream about Disney kids that, like, taunt me at a party.
Really?
Yeah, they're like the newer generation. They're like ones that I like. I'm kind of friendly with now. Like, do you know who Rowan Blanchard is? I've told her this to her face, but I used to have dreams that she'd bully me at parties.
Oh my God! Wait, Rowan she was Blanchard. Like on, what show was she on? Like,
Boy Meets World or something.
Girl Meets World.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These are my gap years. My
yeah, oh, yeah, she's the main.
No, me too, though, by the way.
She's the main. By the way, she's the main of Girl Meets World.
That's huge.
She's gorgeous.
Like, I've never watched Girl Meets World in my life, but I've had a reoccurring dream that she bullied me at a party.
She bullied you, but then she actually became your friend in real life.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But maybe there's a premonition there to, like, watch my back.
Totally.
Just kidding.
Gorgeous.
Do you feel hot today?
I'm temperature wise I am like a 101.6 the last time I took my temperature.
Wait, really?
So I'm
you're a saint for doing this.
I learned so bad for talking towards you while you're
no. If I died without being on this podcast, it would be my biggest regret.
Seriously, please.
It was like, no, I'm not kidding. I canceled other things today.
Oh my God, look at
this. Sweet. Thank
you're making
you.
Not that I'm like, I'm not busy or like important, but like other like things that aren't important, but I needed to do this.
Oh my God, that makes me feel so good.
Me too.
And for Cole.
And shout out to Cole, we are going to have them on the pod.
Yes.
Oh, you must.
So I don't feel hot, but I don't feel. Not
you guys look hot.
Thank you.
I felt really hot yesterday, if that means anything to anyone.
I don't feel hot because I feel stressed because I'm doing a kind of writing right now that I don't feel good at, and
tell me what kind.
It's just like a phase of draft that I feel like is not my strength, like that phase on two separate things. And I changed plans because I got really stressed out about work, and then now I feel like I have to like figure out my, like, I'm going to Rhode Island at some point today, but I just have to do a bunch of like work before then. I'm not sure when I will do it, so it's like, and I'm also like with what they call out on script this week, which is kind of nice because you don't have to go in, but you have to like
sexy phrase.
It's definitely a sexy phrase, and
it was a hot phrase.
I always want to change my Instagram bio to out on script this week, but but it is scary because it's like
Do it. Hey, do it. This is your sign to do it. That's TikTok. It's like, this is your sign to get a vacuum cleaner.
Half of TikTok. I want to do TikTok. I don't have a TikTok idea, but whatever.
It's
anyways.
So fun to watch. Not to, yeah, it's fun to watch.
Are you guys, are you mad at me?
Not even a little bit. Feeling so at peace with you.
Lucas, are you mad at me at all?
Like, truly not at all. I want to be mad at you.
Ooh, love that.
I'd welcome that.
Okay, are y'all mad at me, Pat?
Not for a single second.
Lucas?
A little bit.
Why?
Because I'm not mad at you at all. Not
even, are you lying?
Not
you're
even
a really
little.
Good actor.
Not
you
any at
made
all.
Made me really scared.
Did you really get scared?
Not even a, yes.
I just wanted to quote
the Julia Stiles.
Yes. The Have you seen Stepfather with her? By the way, if you haven't, you must watch Julia Stiles' first movie, The Stepfather, where she like fucks her stepdad.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Look it up.
Like, I have to cancel all my plans and watch that.
Let me make sure that's the name of the movie.
There's a movie on Netflix called The Stepfather with Penn Badgley, which I believe is a.
His last name is really making us do the work. Badgley.
And I think it's about like
Penn Badgley.
Your stepfather being a serial killer. Wait, is it October 6th?
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's a show coming out I want to watch on October 6th today.
Yeah. Show.
It's a I think it's called There's Someone in the House. It's on Netflix and it's
oh my
if
god,
you're a horror. Wait, oh really?
Yeah, it's good. I watched it.
I'm excited to watch it because I like horror and I like slasher.
Is it called The Stepfather?
No, it's called Wicked. I was wrong about the movie, but it is.
No, Wicked is a play about Wizard of Oz.
Listen.
Wicked is a famous
because I know you.
Wicked is a famous play about how the Tin Man came to be. Wicked is a famous play about how the Tin Man came to be. And that is the log line.
And now, do you like to sing, Lucas?
No, it's the one thing I really would give all my talents away to be able to do. I can't sing.
Well, you're going on the Masked Singer, so you better.
I'm going on the Masked Dancer.
He's going on the Masked Dancer.
Oh, the Masked
and
Dancer.
Don't get it twisted.
Now I'm out of you.
Okay, well, I think that's randomly our show. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, truly.
Thank you so much.
Yes, let's hang. When you come to New York.
Yeah, all let's right. hang up. Love right. it. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Treatment. If you're boring,